like this.
Roll my sports show. Roll my sports show. Prime time. Let's go.
To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Switch, all necks gon' put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess. What's your best move? Fun debates about the greats alive.
Look or listen, no further. This is your host, Ryan. Prime Time Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. We are here in Farmville, North Carolina, with a basketball legend here that played pretty well at Farmville Central and as well played at the collegiate level at Morehead State, Devon Atkinson. So I got Devon Atkinson here today to kind of get his topics on how he feels about the game of basketball and what he did in basketball. So it's good to have you on the show. It's been a little minute, but yeah, you know.
Right.
I'm glad you still looking like you cut up and all that good stuff, man.
You know, I got to stay fit, baby. We got to stay fit.
So kind of tell our viewers about your mind on basketball and how it all started.
Okay. How it all started for me, basically here at Farmville Central. You know, you in my little facility, man, where we, you know, get it done at. But it all started just with my cousin putting the ball in my hand, you know. Showing me the way, showing me that, you know, I didn't have to sell drugs or anything like that to make it out. You know, just being positive with me, giving me that positive mindset of showing me that sports could be my ticket out of there.
And that's amazing. So did you ever have any encounters with the street life before you decided to play basketball? Did anybody give you any type of peer pressure, or you kind of was disciplined enough to know that I didn't need to do that to become the person I am today?
I'm saying In every type of city, every type of spot where you're growing up at, it's a lot of peer pressure anyway. Right. Being that your friends, you know what I mean, they're going to want you to do that regardless. No, I wasn't in the gangs or anything like that because of my mom's, my grandma. My grandma kept me in the church. So it was just, it was already installed in me, the right and the wrong. So, you know, yeah, it was peer pressure with my friends because, you know, they wanted me to go out, turn up with them. You know, but I chose not to. I seen that I had something bigger in store.
Amazing. Let's talk about the first time you tested basketball. And why did you know that you was going to be that player?
Okay. At first, to be honest, I didn't have that confidence in myself.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't surprising because, you know, all kids at that age, it's like, okay, you don't know at right. that point. And, you know, once my cousin put the ball in my hand, it was just like, okay, you can dribble a little bit. But you can't shoot. You can't finish your layup. So, you know, I started to work at it. And then that's when it grew. That's when the confidence grew. To see my friends doing different things and me just working. And that's where the confidence came in. And that's where, you know what I mean, I was just like, okay, now I got it. Now I know what it takes to get there.
Oh, man. Let's talk about your career at Farmville Central and some of the players you had to play against.
Okay. So here at Farmville Central, I played JV my first year, but I played JV for like 5 or 6 games. So after that, it was just like, all right, I'm going to move up to varsity. But varsity, they moved me up to be a hype man type player. So I was playing defense the whole time, playing on their best players, guarding them full court to full court. But it was just like, okay, he pretty good, but we're not going to see his talents right now, so we're going to use him for something else. So they put me on the team. I was one of the players that was wearing, like, the biggest jersey at the time. I'm small, but I did, you know, here at Farmville Central, I grew with everything. My game grew from, like, AAU. So playing AAU basketball and playing with Farmville Central, that's when I started to grow. So after my freshman year, I joined the AAU team, and they were called the High Tower Hoopsters with Derek Mullins, and we traveled everywhere, and that's when everything just took off.
Speaking of that, and I'm going to go ahead and dive into what I call a what's on my mind moment here with Devon Atkinson. since you were talking about AAU, a lot of people like to say AAU isn't good for players, I guess, natural development. Can you tell me your experience and what you think about AAU?
Okay, that just hitting piggybacking off that, it's actually, that's false. I feel like, you know what I mean, it is good for kids because you get the experience against people that's in a different state, different country sometimes, and then you get to play against some of the best in high school and, you know what I mean, middle school. You get to play against the best, and you're playing against them all summer, and then you're getting in shape. Then you get to, your game is growing as you are playing every tournament, different tournaments. You are learning basketball in different situations that comes with basketball when you're playing in AAU.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Yeah, situation in basketball is a great thing at AAU because you're playing against, I feel like, you know, every area has a lot of talent, but when you're playing AAU, it's a lot of all-stars on each squad.
Right.
And it means that your bench is just as good as your starter. So it's just up to the coach who he may start, who may not start.
Right.
So you just don't know. You don't have no choice but to either put up or shut up.
Right.
You
know? And that goes with today's game. You know what I mean? You want to play with the best so you can know how to play with another player that's the same caliber as you, that can put the ball on the floor, that can score, and that can create for somebody. So you being on that good team, showing you, you know what I mean, that show you your character. You know what I mean? If you one of them players that's selfish, or if you one of them team players that's willing to learn, willing to work hard, and willing to grind with somebody that with the same capable abilities of you.
I agree. So with that being said, after Farmville Central, you went to Morehead State.
Nah.
Okay, go ahead.
Nah, so,
I got it wrong.
No, you okay. You know what I mean? My journey from here was a struggle.
Oh, wow.
To get to Morehead State.
Oh, man. Let's talk about it.
Soon as I left here, I went to Missouri State, West Plains. Went to Missouri State, West Plains. I went there until December. I left. Didn't like it. Too cold. Flunked out the team on purpose.
Wrong mind sports moment.
That's terrible. But from there, it was like, okay, I came back home. I went to Pitt for a year. Sat out, got my mind right, and was just like, okay, is this really what I want to do? So now I got to find another school to go to. So I went to Brunswick after Missouri State West Plains. Sat out in Brunswick, played with Tyree Graham, Allen Michael Thompson, some great players there. And once I played there, we won a championship. And I played, and we went. Then the next year, I went to Morehead State. I'm sorry.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Sean Woods was the Morehead State coach, correct?
Yes, sir. So my first year, it was Donnie Tindall.
Okay.
And he was brutal. One of the worst coaches I ever had. But I mean, like, one of the worst coaches with ones that motivate you, but he's gonna motivate you in a different way that you haven't had in life. So he's gonna be in you, trying to get everything out of you, but you haven't had it because he's using other words to get it out of you.
Yeah. That's interesting. So tell me what it was like being under Sean Woods. I know you had an incident that was what we call breaking news on ESPN.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you know, what was your relationship with him?
Sean Woods was a good guy. He was a great coach. You know what I mean? He the one that really believed in me because, as you know, in the college world, once it's a coaching change, they can get rid of you. They can get rid of you right then if they don't want you.
Right.
So he believed in me. He brought me in. He told me that, you know what I mean, hey, you might not be playing this year, but I'm going to keep you around. You know what I mean? So you as a senior, you know what I mean, I seen you start here, so I want you to finish here. But I can't promise you that you'll play. So that installed in me that, okay, he don't believe in me a little bit. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go out here and show him. I'm going to work hard this whole summer. I'm going to show him that I deserve to be here and that, you know what I mean, I need that shot.
So when did he really find out? Right then, he was like, hey, Devon Atkins is my starter this year. When was that moment that you knew you were going to start? And when was that moment you knew he believed in you then?
To be honest, I didn't know until we went to the Brooklyn Net Center.
Oh, wow.
And we played in the Barclays Center. And that's when I knew it. That night, he's like, hey, you going to start? And right then and there, it was just like, okay, I know what I got to do. And I did the whole way through until the incident in Kentucky.
Let's talk about what made that happen. What was going through y'all minds? What was going through your mind?
I'm when saying, that like, any basketball game, any, like, big-time basketball game, we playing against Kentucky.
That was when John Walden was right there.
Nah,
right?
It was Noel.
Nola's Noel.
And yeah, and then you had, what's my man's name? It was a guard. He played with the Suns, man. I forgot his name.
Oh,
He played with the Suns. You know, tall.
Man, this is already off the top of my tongue. I can't even, man, this is crazy. I rolled my sports lost thought moment here. Man. But I know what you're talking about. Right. I can't even think of it right now. This is going to pop in my head later on.
Yeah.
Oh, played with, but he's one of the top guards in the league, though. Right now, for the Suns. I do know that.
Yeah, he was. He coming off the bench right now, so, you know what I mean? It was one of them moments. But
okay,
the thought was that was going through our heads, like, okay, we're playing against Kentucky. It's a big game. Our coaches was just talking junk about, hey, how these newcomers are pampered, how they're getting, you know what I mean, everything that they want, but they haven't worked for it. So, but you're about to play against some kids that – or seniors that had to work for everything in their life. So he called them some pamper players. So they took it in a type of defensive way. So it's a lot of animosity in this game right now. You know what I mean? So we're coming in like, okay, we're trying to knock y'all head off. But then they coming in like, y'all coach was just talking junk about us, so we're going to smash y'all. So it was one of them games. It was passionate. So I'm controlling the game in every way possible. Every way possible. Get in foul trouble. So I got four fouls right now. About 5 minutes to go. We down by, like, I want to say six. But we in the game because, you know what I mean, I've been playing pretty good basketball, running the team, passing it to my teammates, setting them up.
Right.
So once I got that foul, it's like, dang. That's it right here. That's my big move.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could be – next level, some type of next level, playing professional ball somewhere. You know what I mean? If me and my team win this game, that's the first thought that went through my head right there. I can't upset these people. We playing on Fox. My people's looking at it. My people's back home in Farmville looking at it. You know what I mean? I'm from Farmville. I'm the first person to be able to do it on that stage.
Right.
So it's like, dang, I'm letting everybody down. So the first thing in my mind, I'm going to drop my head. Because I just let everybody down. So I'm thinking about it. I'm walking. I'm like, dang. Shaking my head.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that I should have done, run over there, get my team up. Hey, let's go. We got this game. Let's go. We got 5 minutes. Y'all don't need me. It's all of us. We still together. I'm with y'all. That's what I should have done. But I didn't do that. So you got to think about it. His attitude, he's mad passionate. And mine, I'm very passionate, and I just let everybody down.
Yeah.
So it's like, ah, man. So when I get over there, it's like, come on, man, hurry up, get your team over here. But, you know, the media, they're going to try to spin it.
Ah, interesting. Yeah,
They're going to try to spin it. You know what I mean? So he walking around cussing at me the whole time, but they thinking it's bad. But he telling me, like, bro, you let your team down. You ain't come over here and get them up. Instead of just thinking about yourself, which was a selfish moment on my part. It was selfish. But if I would have thought about, if I would have knew then what I know now, I would have did it in a whole different way.
I agree. So after Moorhead, I want to say you played overseas.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a day overseas in Devon Atkinson mind was like.
Okay, so my first time playing overseas, I was in Germany. Playing in Germany. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know any of the language. So it's like, okay, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But they so happily put me with some guys that spoke English, that wanted to learn English. So we bonded right then. We was in an apartment together. And first of all, the way the day started was, okay, you got practice. Then you got practice like 7 a.m. Then you got to go work with kids around like what, 11 when they get out of class, 12, something like that. So then you go back, you shoot. If it's one of your days off, you go shoot. And then the rest of the night is yours.
Oh, man, that's interesting. So you've been around the world at a young age. You've been back and forth. You traveled everywhere from junior college to now. So what do you see in these future former basketball teams?
Oh, man. I like the way he's leading right now, the coach. He's sending everybody in the right direction. The kids here, it's a lot of great talent in form. It's a lot of great talent that's getting overlooked by, you know, some of the talent is getting looked at, but it's a lot more talent that we do have here. And I like the way the culture is going, and I like the way the kids are seeing that, hey, it's not going to be given to me. I'm going to have to work like somebody like me.
So what would you tell the kids or anybody that's watching this show what it takes to get anywhere, next level, or whatever their aspirations are?
To be honest, it's not going to be nothing is never going to be easy. Nothing and is never going to be given to you. So first of all, you're going to have to work at everything that you do, perfect your craft in any way possible, and don't try to turn up. The turn up is not, it's not for you. You don't have to do it. If you want to be on that level, if you want to make it to that level, you have to grind for it and to know that you are not going to get a handout in this game of basketball. And that at the same time, it's not going to be you to get it done by yourself. Just know you're going to have somebody to help you somewhere and somebody to talk to. And always think about, you know, getting in the church as well, because that helps a lot of people get through hard times, because it's going to be some long nights, early morning. It's going to be a struggle. But just know that it takes a lot of hard work and hard work and dedication.
My conclusion to Raw Mind Sports, anything is possible, as Devon Axon. He proved to you in this episode that you have to do whatever it takes to be able to achieve your goals, and you got to have a certain drive and focus for it. So anything is possible. Just ask Devon Axon. With that being said, appreciate you, Devon.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Can't wait to see your future endeavors and see what you're going to do. You know,
too, man.
I see you still playing a little ball, you know, so.
A little something.
I got a little gut now, so.
Hey, we still can go. It's a court right here. What's up?
Don't do it to me tonight. Don't do it to me.
All right. I got you.
With that being said, that's the end of this show. You guys have a blessed night, blessed day, blessed morning, whatever time you see this show.
What's your best move? From debates about the greats alive, interviews with a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb. Raw mind, sports show. Raw mind, sports show. With prime time, let's go. Raw mind, sports show.
I just like the sound of it.